High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Nadal Kozlowski, good morning. How are you?
Mora, I'm good, and you?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. So, interesting topic that that we're talking about today. I'm very ambivalent, but you know that I am on half of the things that you talk about. But that's what makes good radio. It doesn't need to, you know, it's just different stuff. You saying that Trump is going to win the election in November, and it is foretold.
Well, I'm not saying it's based on stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, as you know, with all of these things, we can always look at the world on a superficial level and just see the nuts and bolts and the arguings and the comings and the goings. And yeah, I guess that's how we function as human beings. But if we take like a 30,000 feet view, you know, we like take a plane, leave planet Earth and look down, and we become very, very minuscule. You'll start seeing that there's something much greater about it. Now, I know that if Kathy is listening, she'll know we always spoke about it. I said that Trump will come in, you know, four years ago. And, you know, she always laughs that, you know, that would never have happened, and it did. And I believe that he's going to come in based on Bible codes, that have been, spoken about and sent around on the internet, from authoritative rabbis. And it makes a lot of sense even without the Bible codes, because we're in a messianic process. We're in a redemptive process. And fortunately, unfortunately, whether you like Trump or not, he's part of that. And, we can see that very much by the way he has behaved towards Israel and the friendship that he has given to Israel. In his presidency, he's, acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital. He's, allowed that we could, recognize the Golan. We've recognized Jerusalem. We're going through the very hairy, thing of annexation right now. And from a Torah viewpoint, there's no such thing as annexation. Like the land of Israel has always been the land of the Jews, and the West Bank is ours. And in fact, much, much more. We're actually supposed to be having some land on the other side of the Jordan River also. 2.5 tribes live there. So whatever is going on, and quite honestly, right now, with the iPhone, I just flip my phone when I watch any type of news that is going on about how terrible he is and what he is. He's going to be reelected because we're in a messianic process, and, you know, everybody can shout and scream and do what they want. I think that we're going to see that happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of interest, I don't know that we spoke before the elections 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how involved you were in this sort of thing there. Did it indicate the same thing?
Yes, it did. So the Bible codes now that are coming out are showing a lot of cross-referencing with Trump, with COVID, with financial collapse, with a lot of uncertainty, but also crossed with the fact that it is a messianic time, and that we are really, really birthing. You know, somebody gave a very good example. They said we're right now in our cocoons, and we're going to come out as butterflies, but just transforming ourselves is going to be a bit of a hairy one, just simply because people are resisting it. It's very, very hard to think we're going into a new reality.
Yeah, it is. Zanati, what's your thoughts on this?
It is very fascinating.
Because it's interesting, because your lockdown experience, mm-hmm. In terms of a discussion we had earlier in the week, has made you a lot more spiritual and religious, even though you can't go to church.
It really has.
So it actually has made, and I think it's true of a lot of us, a lot of people have certainly become more connected,
yes,
to an alternative part to the physical world.
Yeah, I think because we're in isolation, a lot of the voices that we were around all of the time have kind of been silenced, and the important voices have actually been amplified. That, I think that's really at the core of it.
Which is so interesting, because at the same time, there's almost a desperation for the unimportant voices to be heard. They're screaming, mm-hmm, and shouting and saying, please,
yeah,
hear us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually desperate. Yeah.
I think that there's a huge, huge, if we could say like, underground flowing river now of people really getting connected to what is real in life and what we want out of life. And this is preparation for Mashiach. You know, like we always as Jews shouted that we want Mashiach. We want him to come before his time. I kind of like look at it now and saying he's coming in his time. Because it's time now for the world to live a different reality, and more people are coming to that realization. Yes, we still, you know, people are saying, can we go back to before, you know, BCE, before Corona era? Mm, we've changed the BCE timeline. But I think that it's a process. It's a horrible process. It's a birthing process. You know, when a woman goes into active labor, that's where the pain is the greatest. And you're going to say to her, don't worry, soon you're going to have a baby, you know, and she's probably screaming, leave me alone. You know, like, let me go back to what I was. This is horrible. I think, you know, macrocosmically, that is what's happening right now. A lot of fluctuations, a lot of, instability. But from that instability, we're going to give birth to something much, much greater. Mashiach is going to be part of it. And yeah, so sadly, sorry, all you anti-Trumpers. Trump is going to continue trumpeting around. And that's, because he's part of this puzzle, as with a lot of other things that there are.
Absolutely awesome. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's Adel Kozlowski, bringing us a very different perspective and a different way to view the world.